welcome back to the season final of Build, Create and Learn a Maker's Journey. I'm your host Stefan, and starting this podcast was one of the best decisions I've made this year. It's been a ride full of twists and turns I didn't anticipate. The idea was simple: share my projects and document the journey with all the ups and downs along the way. For season 1, I set myself the challenge of upgrading my FPV drone with a telemetry system to track GPS data and environmental data. Today, I want to look back on what worked, what didn't, what I learned, and where I want to go next. When I started, I honestly didn't know what hardware I would need. I just had this itch. I want my drone flights to finally also have useful GPS data. The road was not straightforward. The hardest point for me was this episode about the SD card challenge. I wasted a lot of time debugging with the wrong breakout board, and for a while I blamed the STM32 microcontroller itself. I was close to giving up. The breakthrough came when I pivoted to CircuitPython. Suddenly, I had a working library, faster feedback, and I was able to log my first real data. Looking back, maybe just switching the SD card model could have solved my problem on STM32 too. But that's part of the journey. Sometimes a pivot gives you back motivation when frustration is too high. Along the way, I also had to face soldering and wiring challenges. Removing pin headers without destroying a board felt like surgery, and I realized I need a lot more precision in my soldering. That was frustrating, but also one of the biggest learning moments. Reaching a working prototype, being able to log GPS data and see it mapped, felt like a huge win. For someone like me, with a generalist mindset and tons of ideas pulling me in different directions, sticking to a project long enough to have something to show is already an achievement. Looking back, this season was about more than telemetry. It was about growth. I learned new skills in electronics, programming, and CAD. I discovered that the areas I struggle most with given me the biggest breakthroughs. Documenting the journey was a powerful tool. It forced me to stop, reflect, and think about alternatives instead of just pushing forward blindly. In reflection, I believe this is the key to building working prototypes without over-engineering. I even created a small motivational poster series for workshops, as a reminder that sometimes just a spark is enough to keep pushing through the tough moments. Having mine on the wall was a small but useful motivator. So, what's next? I don't have a final answer yet. I've exploring ideas, another drone project, maybe something in aerospace, maybe even a small SaaS product from scratch. I'm also intrigued by products that combine hardware and software into a new product. For the podcast itself, I would like to continue the story-based approach, but I'm also curious about trying interviews or experiment with the format a bit. And one thing I want to improve is the pacing, slowing down a little so it's easier to follow. What I know for sure, season 1 was about finding my rhythm, experimenting and proving to myself that I can stay consistent. Season 2 will all about building on that foundation. Thank you so much for listening, whether you joined from the beginning or just tuned in recently. This podcast is about sharing my journey as a maker, the good, the bad and the unexpected. I hope it inspires you to build something, create something, or simply learn something new. And of course, if you want a weekly behind-the-scenes peek at what I'm tinkering about, projects that don't always make it into the podcast, subscribe to my Maker's Logbook newsletter and get a free poster for your workshop. That's it for season 1 of Build, Create and Learn a Maker's Journey. Thanks again for following along, and I will see you in season 2. Let's keep building, creating, and learning together.